The Art of Scientific Investigation by William I.B. Beveridge, 1908 to present. Albert Einstein distinguishes three types of research workers. Those who take up science because it offers them an opportunity to exercise their particular talents, and who exult in it as an athlete enjoys exercising his prowess. Those who regard it as a means of livelihood, and who, but for circumstances, might have become successful businessmen. And lastly, the true devotees, who are rare, but make a contribution to knowledge out of proportion to their numbers. Some psychologists consider that man's best work is usually done under adversity, and that mental stress and even physical pain may act as a mental stimulant. Many prominent men have suffered from psychological troubles and various difficulties, but for which, perhaps, they would never have put forward that effort required to excel. The scientist seldom gets a large monetary reward for his labours, so he should be freely granted any just fame arising from his work. But the greatest reward is the thrill of discovery. As many scientists attest, it is one of the greatest joys that life has to offer. It gives a tremendous emotional uplift and great sense of well-being and satisfaction. Not only factual discoveries, but the sudden realization of a generalization can give the same feeling of exhilaration. As Prince Kropotkin wrote, "He who has once in his life experienced this joy of scientific creation will never forget it."